Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mary G., your Abundant Business Knowledge host. And we are very sorry, but today's episode will be postponed until a new date. Our guest has been having weather problems. I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you in a few days. Thank you.
Hello, Mary.
Good afternoon, Dr. Tyra. I was just telling the audience that you were having difficulties with the weather, so I'm glad that you made it. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
My pleasure.
I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Tyra Lewis. She is the founder of and CEO of Tyra Lewis, LLC, an executive leadership consulting firm. Tyra's expertise is grounded in real-world experience. Her titles have included elementary school teacher, lead teacher mentor, math specialist, program administrator, principal, and executive director of coaching and diversity leadership. She also served as a member of the New York State Bias Committee, a statewide initiative to remove bias from teacher certification exams. So definitely an inspiration, and I'm so glad that you have time to share with us so many wonderful experiences. And I'd like to ask you, what are the three core elements that have consistently followed you throughout your life and career?
Well, I have to say there's actually three things. And for me, one is education. And for that, I really mean that it encompasses getting it, so going to school and getting degrees or continuing your learning, giving it, each one to each one, improving upon it, so advancing your learning, and I like to call that leveling up, and innovating it, thinking outside the box mentality, new ideas, new strategies, always trying something different, and always working to enhance and improve what you already know, because people know a lot of things. Secondly, I'd have to say it's definitely leadership. Kind of got a taste of that early in my high school career as president of student council. I liked it. And, you know, I had some experiences with a bad teacher, but I especially wanted to put myself in a position where I was going to be a better leader and I could make a difference in the lives of others. And then finally, I would really have to say community building, like a safe space for expressing and being inspiring and basically being comfortable in your own skin and being who you are.
Wonderful. Now, why is creating safe spaces for expression being and inspiring important to you?
Well, I'd have to say, actually, May, I think it stems from a experience that I had back in high school. And, you know, as a high schooler, you have to think about your goals and your aspirations. And one day, our teacher decided to do an activity in our classroom about what we wanted to be when we grew up or when we left high school. And he gave us a few minutes to kind of think about it, but quite frankly, I didn't need any time to think about it because I already knew what I wanted to be. I already knew that I had some greatness within me, and I really wanted to be a teacher. So I just waited until he said that, you know, everyone could speak. And as he opened it up for people to respond, I was the first to eagerly raise my hand because, like I said, I was so excited. I wanted to be something great. And he looked over my direction, and he pointed his finger toward me, and he said, "Well, you can go last." So I really didn't think much of it, actually. And I was so excited to go last because, really, you know, people always say you're saving the best for last. So
right.
I'm just going to wait. And I waited patiently as my friends all shared what they wanted to be. And they wanted to be doctors, lawyers, engineers, bankers, basketball players, counselors, singers. And it was finally my turn. It seemed like an eternity, but it was finally my turn. And after listening to about 22 answers, I stood up so very proudly and so very eagerly and said, "I want to be a teacher." It was like a brief moment of silence, seemed like an eternity at the time. My teacher looked at me, looked me dead in my eyes, and said, "A teacher? You want to be a teacher? Really? well, I don't think so. You're too stupid to be a teacher." However,
oh my gosh.
You know, you could be a cashier or a janitor. Mary, I was heartbroken. I was embarrassed.
Of course.
And quite frankly, you know, I was at a loss of words. I didn't know what to do. But I kept it together. You know, I don't want my friends to see me crying in high school. So I made it home. But when I made it home, that was a different story. I cried my eyes out. I cried.
You fell apart.
Yes, sure. I did. I fell apart. And my mom couldn't realize why I was so distraught and why I was so upset. And she couldn't get it out of me. And then finally I was able to utter the words that, you know, I can't be a teacher. I can't be anything. I'm nothing. And she's like, what are you talking about? And then I reiterated the situation that happened in class in front of all my friends. And she said, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Get in that car. We got back in that car, and we went back to the school, and she found the teacher, and she told the teacher he didn't have the right to take my dreams or any other child's dreams. And that
go
really
mama.
Resonates with me. Yeah, yes, go mama. Anytime I, you know, see interactions with teachers and students. And so creating
mm-hmm.
safe spaces is important to me personally. As, you know, my experience that I had, I always relive it, and I always see it, and I want to make sure that everyone's in a safe space.
That is, you know, it's a shame that you had to experience that, but it's opened so much for you by living that experience and with your mom's support. I can imagine.
And that's so true. That's so true because, you know, life gives you lemons, but you got to make lemonade. And I've been making gallons ever since, Mary.
And lemon tart is pretty good sometimes, too.
There you go. There you go.
Now, could you elaborate on what you mean by community building and how that ties into creating safe spaces for expression, being, and aspiring?
Yes. Well, I think now with bullying being so prevalent today as it is, I mean, you hear about it all the time every time you turn the TV
mm-hmm.
on or the radio. And it's just no connections being made. People establish a relationship with an adult. And during my situation that I just shared, you know, I was made to feel like an outsider and not
mm-hmm.
fitting in or belonging based on the interactions. And people want to feel a sense of belonging. Everyone wants to belong to something. And this is really why I feel having a safe space and the ability to be able to demonstrate care and concern through our interactions with one another, whether it be adults or children, in a classroom or outside of a classroom. People need to be listened to. People need to be heard. People need to be cared about in addition to their parents. And, you know, so this has been one of my objectives, and hopefully I've been helping other people to see that, and that's why I've done what I've done in my leadership roles, is to make sure that people understand that the, you know, it's kids need to feel safe, adults need to feel safe, everyone needs to feel safe, and it's like Hillary Clinton said, it takes a village. Community building
mm-hmm.
is part of that village, and it's been my hope to create safe spaces.
Is that how you came to dedicate your life to education and leadership, starting with your experience?
Sure, yeah, it stems from my story that I previously shared, and as we know, everybody has a story. My story just happened to motivate me to be an advocate for others, you know, by teaching others through my many leadership roles and the opportunities that I had access to. However, there has always been a continuous positive motivation from my mother. She is a strong proponent of getting an education, and it's her mantra, basically, to
mm-hmm.
everyone she meets, that they get educated. And throughout both my childhood and my adult life, my mother continues to still demonstrate lifelong learning. And this is even at the age of 83. I mean,
God bless her.
That's
wonderful.
Yeah, I know. I mean, really, that's amazing. I mean, some people don't even want to do it, but the fact that she wants to continue to do it at the age of 83 and be actively involved in continuing to learn, it's a wonderful role model. And
it's a real inspiration for you and for others, definitely, because you can't, you know,
definitely.
You can be a success, but definitely when you have the education to fall back on, so many other doors can open.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, throughout my childhood, my mother simply modeled both the power and the impact of education and true leadership. I mean, she raised three kids as a single parent and as the first African-American to receive her doctorate from Indiana State. And as her
awesome.
Children, we had a front row and seeing how much she helped others and how happy it made her to help others and to improve our quality of life. And so I think about how she took the lead in taking me back to that school, because had she not taken me back, my dreams would have been dashed and it would have just ended. I would have just stopped doing what I was going to do. But she wasn't happy with that. And she only wanted the best for her child, and I think that's what everybody wants. We want the best for our kids, but I don't know if we always know how to advocate as such.
Exactly. I agree. Now, I can't believe you recently retired after 30 years in education, and now you have started your own consulting company working with executive leadership. Could you elaborate on what you do?
Yes. I've worked in leadership specifically for the last 15 years, and based on my experience, I knew there was a need for responsible and authentic leadership, and especially in these days of more and more accountability being placed on leaders, you know, and no matter what jobs people have. I've taken all of my experience between my personal, academic, and professional paths to model effective leadership, and I've done this in such a way through speaking, through coaching, through roundtables, through executive coaching and executive roundtables, and through workshops and through keynotes. And I use these experiences to help transform executive leadership practices in both the public and the private sector by encouraging leaders in various organizations to use one of the concepts that I created, which is using the power of pride.
Now, that shows on your LinkedIn profile. Can you briefly touch on it during our conversation so far?
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, you know, actually, I don't know if you know this, Mary, but research shows that people who take pride in their communities are more engaged and more protective of that community. So it creates a thriving community. So basically what I created was PRIDE as an acronym. And to me, it represents five key elements for unlocking leadership potential. And those keys are P. P is for promoting self-reflection and professional growth. R is for reinforcing positive behaviors and actions. I is for inspiring others to tap into their inherent leadership. D is for developing individual strength and nurturing relationships. And E is for educating yourself through a continual journey toward excellence. So taking pride in what you do and how you do it and being prideful.
Terrific. Now, is this your speaking topic as well?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, yes and no, because I have several, actually. My three core topics are, they really started back when I was in high school and in college years, as I worked in retail and I managed two different retail stores, leading to my love of providing and insisting that others provide exemplary customer service, as without customer service, there is no business or organization, because
you
it will just
right.
do exist, as you realize. And I always had a passion for leadership, you know, as a teacher, as a director, as a principal, and I so loved education and leadership that less than 10 years ago, I went back and received my doctorate in executive leadership. So, you see, learning never ends. It only adds to your greatness. And that really followed by my deep interest in diversity, which was realized as my personal call to action for myself. And to be able to hear from different voices and the diversity of thought and ideas, and to take value in the fact that people are different and recognize that they're different and ignore it and no longer ignore it. And as I was promoted through the years to provide information and workshops on these topics, these core areas really, I embrace them. So the three things really that are my core topics really are executive leadership, diversity, and customer service, which duly noted applies to every business and organization. So all of my topics are related to my life's work and personal experiences. And my primary focus is really, you know, it's time to get real, responsible, executive, and authentic leadership. And as recent as last week, you know, I do different things. So last week I spoke to a group of doctoral candidates at the local college and spoke to them about building and creating their own consulting business. So I do lots of different things, including executive roundtables, which would be like a 2.5-hour intimate conversation with four to eight people, because you really don't want to have too many people, because you want to have people time to have their voice heard, and a deep dive into like a singular topic. So I enjoy doing speaking presentations as well as workshops.
That's great that you have continued your education yourself, and now you're reaching out and helping others continue learning and growing.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I mean, we're the dream keepers, Mary. We got to keep it going. We got to, you know, help other people be successful, no matter what life we use.
And especially now with social media, talking about customer service, you see so many postings that people have really, you can't hide anything wrong anymore.
I know. That's so true. And the scary thing, Mary, is that all the kids. Yes, that's true. That is
word of mouth.
Yes.
Now, I hate to say it, but as we're getting close to concluding our interview, but I was wondering if there are parting words that you want to leave the audience with.
Oh, yes, I definitely, you know, most definitely. I mean, really, I want to leave the audience with, you know, be true to yourself. Be who you say you are. I sincerely encourage everyone to jump on the continual learning train like my 83-year-old mother. And, you know, I assure you, it's going to be a great ride. And as for the continual learning journey, personally, Mary, I find it so rewarding. I always want to learn. I always want to do better and know better. And the only way you can do better is to know better and to know more. And it's the best gift that you can give yourself. And, you know, I just think it's invaluable. And I think so many times people don't do it because maybe they're afraid. But free yourself and give yourself that gift of education.
And you keep the gray matter growing, and that way you stay young mentally. So I do want to ask you, of all of your different career changes within the education, which was your favorite, and what inspired that?
I would say I think being the executive leadership of coaching and diversity leadership. I believe that one was it because it encompassed so many different things. Like I mentioned, I have a love for diversity and working with people who are talking to people who have different ideas than I do so that I can gain some information and some knowledge and some wisdom to be a better person myself. And so I love not only giving information, but I love getting the information and having the ability to coach other principals and school leaders. I thought that was tremendous. That was fun. Enjoyed it. And like I said, I learned so much doing that as well, because you got to give and you got to get, and you got to be a part of the process. You have to welcome the process and embrace the process. And I think I really love doing that. And so as part of National Principal Leadership Institute, I was invited out there and do some training with their principals during their week-long conference that they have every year. And I've done that several years. And I just find it so invigorating, because my goal ultimately, Mary, is to really make people a better leader than I could ever be. And you got to really get out and all you got and all the mistakes that you've made, you've got to be willing to bear down to your underwear and tell them so they don't make the same mistakes, so they can use it as a learning tool.
That's so phenomenal that you're sharing that. And I'm sure that the people that you have met and touched with your knowledge and sharing have become better people because of you. And that gives you the satisfaction that you're able to help others as you've been helped. So
that's
terrific.
True. You got to give back, Mary. You got to give back, and you have to give everything you have. A lot of times people try to hold into some information because I don't want to tell you everything I have because now you're going to use that information. But I have a different mindset. My mindset is give you everything I got so that you can do the best job that you can and be better than I was, because that's a true leader. You want to pass the torch. You want to give the information. You want to share the experiences and the failures, because life goes on and you've got to keep it real.
That is so true. People don't want to share what they have and what they know, and they don't realize that they're only hurting themselves, because the more you give, the more you receive.
That's so true, Mary, and it's so real. I mean, but I think a lot of people just don't get it, and that's sad, and that's why I think we live in silos and we don't want to share information. But it's critical, because we got the information from someone, so why wouldn't unless you make everything up, why wouldn't you really want to share with other people? I think it's a fear factor in this day and age, you know, kind of with the dog-eat-dog mentality. people don't want, you know, they're afraid you want their job. So.
Exactly. We've lost, I hate to live in the past, but loyalty that was there with the older companies, that's all
exactly.
gone.
Exactly. Right.
So, well,
but you know
I
what? It's beyond us, Mary, to bring it back.
Note. That's why I was going to ask you. Let's leave the audience with a happy note. You're bringing it back to them.
yeah, there you go. Bringing it back to them. I mean, and
now,
I mean, the basically the happy. Go ahead.
I know you have a book in you. Have you started writing one yet?
Well, you know, several people have said that, Mary. So that's very interesting that you would say that. I appreciate it, and I feel honored by that. And I've thought about it, but I just haven't put pen to paper. And I think probably because I'm doing so many different things, it's kind of hard to nail down what I really want to do. So I really want to speak. I really want to do workshops and trainings. And that takes a lot of time and a lot of gusto. You got to keep it cutting edge. You got to keep making modifications and change it to meet the needs of clients. So I don't know if I'll ever do the book, but maybe. Maybe a short little synopsis.
Well, I'm glad that you're leaving it open to a maybe. Because I think it'll be a bestseller.
Oh, thank you. I'll make sure to get a copy.
Thank you.
Yes.
Again, thank you so much for your time, and I'm glad that you shared with us so much and continue growing and leading others.
And I really appreciate this wonderful opportunity, you know, to share my story and my thoughts on executive leadership, you know, as well as the insights, you know, with you and your radio audience, and it's really been fun.
Well,
so everybody listening out there, go put your goals in motion, make them happen.
You heard them, folks. Get out there.
Yes.
And we'll see you again on the show next month. Thank you again for tuning in. And thank you, Dr. Tyra. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.